Welcome back. Baldwin Properties has reported a 19% jump in revenue. Headline earnings per share is up 5%. This due to strong sales. The group, however, had to adapt its sales offering to include more one- and two-bedroom apartments and increase advertising in order to withstand the tough economic climate. Company CEO Steve Brooks joins us in studio now to discuss the numbers in greater detail and what it suggests about the high-quality sectional title and residential apartment market. Thanks so much, Steve, for joining
us
this evening. So you're primarily a build-to-sell operation, developing and selling between 2,000 and 3,500 sectional titled residential apartments per year. What kind of shift have you seen in terms of the market you're catering to at the moment and what you're able to push through in a given timeline?
Yeah, you know, we've been doing this business for 23 years. So, you know, we've got a pretty deep understanding of the market. We only develop in Gauteng, including what we call Gauteng Pretoria included, and KwaZulu-Natal and Western Cape. Mm-hmm. And we have found that over the time that the market has adapted quite well and we're selling quite well to a slightly different model to when we started the business, where all the ground floor your apartments are three bedrooms and above it is two and one bedrooms. And the simple philosophy is that if you're a young family with young children and dogs, then you will buy a ground floor apartment. You don't want anything above that. Whereas the younger people that aren't married, that haven't got pets or children, will prefer the two and the one beds, as well as the affordability of the two and the one bed apartments.
Yeah. So that kind of the shift that you're having to endure, given the pressures the consumer is under, are you finding financiers willing to bond the market you're catering to?
Yeah, at the moment there's a very robust bond market. You know, we've always prided ourselves on exceptionally good design. I've got four award-winning architects working for us, as well as absolute quality. Our produce director, Ulrike Schneider, is driven to make sure that the produce are all done on time and to the highest quality. And the public nowadays has changed over the last 23 years. They're very discerning, very aware, know what they want, and quality is what people want. And added with that is our lifestyle centers that we've done. We've become leaders in lifestyle environment. You know, with some of these estates that have really are secure, great facilities. We did the world record of EDGE certification. We certified 16,000 mm-hmm. apartments. We've also been the first leaders in making a six-star graded lifestyle center, and our created Baldwin Parks to make more parks within the developments.
Yeah. What compromise are you having to make on your end? Because looking at your headline numbers, revenue's up 19%, profit for the year 4% higher, gross profit margin for the period 25%, and that certainly looks impressive on a headline basis, but we know that your margins have been coming under pressure.
Yeah, look, we've always had a high profit margin, and for tough times like this is very good that we can drop our margin slightly. We're very driven to make sure that all the stock that we build this year is sold. Mm-hmm. So we're on a high drive at the moment to sell our existing stock.
This post having cut your development pipeline?
Correct. We've cut our development pipeline slightly. We've still got one of the biggest pipelines in the country. We've got 28,000 apartments in our pipeline, which is huge in itself. So that is the fundamental is that we really are on a drive to get all our products sold before our year end.
Mm-hmm. How much tighter are you going to have to pull on your operating expense line in particular? Because that's increased substantially on account of increased headcount and salary related costs as well.
Yeah, look, we are attempting to grow the business at the same time at the moment. And in order to grow, you need effective middle management. We have put in an extremely good layer of general managers, which are extremely competent guys, headhunted out of the industry. We've also put together with our managing director a very strong MANCO, which is the management committee, and then I chair EXCO. So we've put in different layers in the business to make sure that our business is better, more diligently managed.
I asked the question in the context of your debt-to-equity ratio now at 22% compared to 12% in the prior comparative period. Are you comfortable with where that sits?
Yeah, look, our debt-to-equity ratio is still very, very, very conservative, and we're happy with that, yes.
Okay. Still, you're placing greater emphasis on cash preservation, prudent capital allocation, cost containment as well. So where do you start pulling back?
It's a tough question, but you know, you've got to be very careful. There's a lot of land available at the moment. We don't want to go and buy up the whole of Africa, excuse the pun, but we want to make sure that we do good deals on land going forward, and we want to primarily execute on our pipeline and preserve as much cash as possible.
What do you foresee being the biggest challenge down this road?
I think the biggest challenge is, which I don't think we've got, I think our president has got it. I think macroeconomics are the key. We need to get this country into some form of growth. If you could just get this country into 2-3% growth, we'll be absolutely fine. He's got a tough job at the moment.
Until he does, you've got enough of a buffer.
We've got enough of a buffer, and we've also been extremely successful with Crystal Lagoons. Our project in Pretoria, which is what we call the bridge between Mamelodi and Silver Lakes, is going extremely well with the first Crystal Lagoon in the Southern Hemisphere. We're launching the second Crystal Lagoon next year in early March, called Munyaka. It's a 5,000 apartment development with the most spectacular Crystal Lagoon in the world.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us in studio.
Absolute
this
pleasure.
Evening.
Thank
Steve,
you.
Of course, Steve Brooks is CEO of Baldwin Properties.